Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to another edition of Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold of 105.3 The Fan, and our first guest is a longtime friend, Antoine Joyce Roach, the Senior Vice President of All Stars Project Dallas. And we want to talk about the big event coming up, Antoine, and of course, Dallas Works, the new initiative that connects the young kids in the North Texas area with workshops, events, and internships. First of all, how you doing, man?
Man, I am good, man. Life has been great. Have a new baby, a great nephew in the family now. So,
look,
you know, all the fun stuff.
Very good. Very, very good. Well, I'm glad life is treating you well. And again, I've always been proud of All Stars Project Dallas, and the work that you do. There is a big event coming up the first part of November. Can you tell everybody about it?
Yes, it is our annual fall benefit, and we're honoring some legends here in Dallas. So this is our annual fundraiser. Mm-hmm. We're going to raise $600,000, and so anybody can get it, help us do that, just by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And we're honoring the wonderful, incomparable Cynthia, also known as Cynt Marshall.
Yes, right? Sir.
The
yes,
former
sir.
CEO of the Dallas Mavericks.
Mm-hmm.
We all know and love her. We're also honoring and recognizing Jennifer Chandler, the managing director of Bank of America,
mm-hmm.
and the founder and editor-in-chief and CEO of D Magazine Partners, Miss Christine Allison. It's going to be a great event. And we're also going to highlight our young people. And of course, as you mentioned earlier, Dallas Works. So that's the big event on November 3rd, Monday, November 3rd from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Statler Hotel.
Look out, downtown Dallas is going to be the place to be. We'll get back to that a little bit more. But in the meantime, where can people find out more information online?
Yes, definitely. If you go to our website, allstars.org, you can find events, and you will see this event on November 3rd right there. Again, you can purchase a ticket. You can just give a sponsorship. We love corporate sponsorships. Again, we're raising $600,000 because all the programs of the All Stars Project is free for all of our young people. So we are 100% privately funded. So I'll say that again, 100%
mm-hmm.
privately funded. And every donation and dollar counts towards giving young people transformative free outside of school programming that changes their lives. So thank
yes.
you.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. You guys have been doing this for a few years now. And I've always been impressed with All Stars Project of Dallas, especially the way you connect students who are, especially the ones who are talented, and say, wait a minute, I got some skill set here. I can do some things. And you kind of hook them up with opportunities. And I think that led to, you tell me, because I don't know the details, and this is your chance to explain it to everybody, how Dallas Works came into development. And I think Mayor of Dallas, Mayor Johnson, adopted it. Can you talk about how Dallas Works came about and the fact that you guys were able to hook up a lot of kids with opportunities with events and scholarship and internship programs?
Yes. So the quick history on Dallas Works, right? Starting with Mayor Tom Leppard and mm-hmm. then Mayor Rawlings, each of them had a mayor's internship program. And Mayor Johnson took on that same mantle when he became mayor and relaunched it as Dallas Works. At the time, it was led by another wonderful organization and partners, Education is Freedom. Mm-hmm. And recently, Education is Freedom has taken on a lot of great work, working inside the schools with young people, helping them attend college, you know, post high school. Mm-hmm. And so the Dallas Works program was kind of like, well, can we still do it? And the mayor was asking the same questions. Can we still do it? Can we do it again at high quality? And our CEO, Chris Street, was talking with workforce czar, Lynn McBee. And they was having a conversation about, well, we do high quality work. And again, our organization is a national organization. We've worked for 40 years providing free outside of school programming for young people. And in that, we've put thousands of young people in paid summer internships across the country. It's kind of what we do. We provide, you know, opportunities for young people to go into corporate, meet corporate CEOs, mm-hmm. Senior executives and conference rooms across the Metroplex. And the mayor heard about that and was like, he would like us to help revamp Dallas Works. So October last year, we got the mantle, the torch passed from EIF to us, and we hit the ground running. And we told the mayor we're going to reach over 1,000 young people, and we're going to place over 100 young people in paid summer internships this year. Well, we did that in spades.
Wow, that's great.
We currently have 2,000 young people who have connected to our programs. Over the summer, we've partnered with NAF because we're building a big tent model as mm-hmm. well. And together with NAF, we've put 220 young people in paid summer internships across the Metroplex. We had 362 young people in career-ready workshops. It's been great, a great program. And so we're already in the phase of year two, starting workshops again with businesses. We had a company, Amely, lead a financial literacy class to 25 students. JB Morgan Chase is leading a workshop upcoming. All of our friends are chipping in to help our young people see futures for themselves and have the skills that we need to be in the workforce for tomorrow. It's amazing.
It is absolutely amazing. And these young people are between the ages of 16 and 21. The workforce readiness experiences is unmatched. You mentioned JP Morgan Chase. So this Wednesday is when their opportunity will happen. Can you talk about how some of these workshops happen? Because I think you have some on Wednesdays and some on Saturdays.
Yes, correct. So the one with JP Morgan Chase, right? So mm-hmm. we're preparing for our big event on November 3rd, and we call it a new stage, right? Mm-hmm. One, because Dallas Works is a new stage for us. But for many of our young people, the performance, and this is what we do best. Here's our secret sauce, right? Mm-hmm. It's not so secret. We use the development to power of performance to help young people see themselves on new stages, mm-hmm. right? So that new stage can be, you know, going to college outside of Dallas. That new stage can be applying and then achieving a job in a business downtown. So JP Morgan Chase, they bring their volunteers and their employees to come and meet the young people and help them network, learn mm-hmm. how do you network? How do you talk about yourself? How do you shake a hand? How do you look someone in the eye? And then we're going to practice what it means to be at a big fundraiser cocktail event. Mm-hmm. So the young people are going to learn about small talk and how do you begin and end conversations. Again, shaking hands, right? Mm-hmm. You know, when somebody offers you a hors d'oeuvre,
Right?
Oh, it's the little things. Eye-to-eye contact, like those things. Yeah.
Right. Like, it's a performance to take that.
It
napkin,
really is.
Take the little thing, keep the conversation going. Eat it without spitting out your, like, it's a whole thing, right?
Yes, it really, really is. And in fact, Antoine, you remember, I think it was, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, you invited me to one of those. And it might have been at J.P. Morgan Chase. All I know is we were in high rise downtown. The kids were dressed for success. You two told me that they would be prepared, like this is where they would, how they envisioned working in the corporate environment. In other words, they would not act like they were overwhelmed by the moment. They would act like they fit in and they would network. And I was one of the people that they were networking with. I was blown away at how these kids were making eye-to-eye contact, shaking hands, like you said, fitting in like they belonged.
Right. And that, and that's the beauty of our work, right, is first of all, we know they belong.
Right.
Right. But there's a lot of times our young people, and we work in areas like South Oak Cliff and Pleasant Grove, you know, West Dallas.
Yeah. And they're not sure because they've never been there before. They've never had the opportunity.
Right. So sometimes a narrative can be obtained saying that, oh, I don't belong there. Mm-hmm. And our business leaders, again, shout out to all our business leaders who support our work. We have, like, again, I said J.P. Morgan Chase, the Hunt family, Hunt Consolidated, EY, KPMG, the Arnold companies. They say, we're going to invite these young people into our businesses so they can see that they belong. Mm-hmm. And also, again, learn that performance, that play, right? And to your point, give them those experiences so when they are applying for a job, they go, oh, I could do this. I've been in that environment. And not only have I been in that environment, I have a network in that environment.
Exactly.
I know the senior manager of IT, or I know the CEO of this company. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, I belong in all these places. And look, it doesn't have to be corporate America, right? It could be any position, job,
that's
or
right,
just even applying for school. I belong and I have those skill sets to do this and have a life for myself that I choose to have.
I love the way you put that. You made you really made me think outside the box, because guess where I was going with this? Okay, so you're from New York, right? Grew up in New York.
Yeah, from Brooklyn. Yep.
You're from Brooklyn. And I always, every time I see you somewhere, I always say, Tracy Morgan, because you sound like it when you talk. Well,
you know.
Yeah. So I was thinking outside of the box and I was like, you know, when you came to Texas, it's not like you had a preconceived notion, but there are some people who do from New York or the East Coast that everybody in Texas has a ranch or they have a horse. And so, and so, in other words, if you're going to acclimate to an area, you got to get to know the area better. In fact, if some of the students, I don't know if you have this kind of program or not, but if they want to work, you know, with farm animals, or there's a raise some food or something like that, you'd have to get to know the environment. You just can't just show up and say, oh, I can't handle it. You got to see if that's what you'd like to do.
Yeah. Well, so here's a great part about Dallas Works, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I love again saying this, Dallas Works powered by the All-Stars Project.
There you go.
That has a nice ring to it.
For sure.
And we understand that, you know, when you're doing, you know, we have a lot of people who are interested in doing workforce preparation work, and people are doing great jobs at it for our young people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the other key to development that the All-Stars Project brings to the table. We also realize you have to have cosmopolitan outings, right? Experiences.
That's right.
So part of the Dallas Works ecosystem is we have a supporter, shout out to my guy, Taylor Bowen. He's over at Amley.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, hey, I want to take a group of students to see a SMU football game or a basketball game, right? Years ago, we had a supporter who did own a ranch, and we went out to the ranch
there,
and
you
he had gazelles and zebras and stuff. He
exotic animals.
Yeah. You know, this past April, we took a busload of students to the Cowboy Stadium in Arlington.
Mm-hmm.
And for some of them, it was the first time they've been out of the Dallas area.
That's right.
But going to Arlington and standing on that iconic field with the star in the middle. And so we want young people to not only feel like they belong in a workplace, but you need to feel like you belong in the world.
Right.
So Let's go to a play at Broadway Dallas, right? Let's go to an art show at the DMA. Let's have lunch at Clyde Warren Park. Mm-hmm. These are all the opportunities that we do for young people. So yeah, they might be inspired and go, this guy with exotic animals, I'm gonna go take a path and be a, work in a zoo or veterinarian.
Right.
Or I want to just, you know, I want to work in the arts downtown, and these buildings are beautiful, mm-hmm. and I have transferable skills mm-hmm. that relates to all these opportunities. So I could go on. I love this work, Chris.
Oh, yes. It's so inspiring. Again, we're talking to Antoine Joyce Roach, and he is the Senior Vice President over at All-Stars Projects Dallas. And All-Star Projects Dallas, it's Dallas because you're located in like six cities, right? Six areas. New York, New Jersey, San Francisco, Chicago. Am I leaving anybody?
Newark, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Newark, New Jersey, and Jersey City.
There you go. And so when it came to Dallas, I was always impressed. And when did you guys get here?
So I moved here in September 2013.
Mm-hmm. And that's when it's literally like 12 or 13 years now. So the bottom line is there's been significant growth. And I love the way the presentation is. Kids, especially young people, get to show their talents and not just say, okay, I'm straight up book smart it encourages them to engage, to communicate and do those things. Can you talk Correct. About how with this day and age of social media has exploded over the last 20 years or so, how what you're doing actually helps them even more, because a lot of kids, especially during the pandemic, they were isolating themselves even more. And what you're doing is actually bringing kids together.
Yeah. Well, so I'm glad you talked about that, because as soon as we were, you know, coming back to a new normal, mm-hmm. right, after COVID, many of our partners reached out and was asking us to work with them. How do you help our young people connect with each other? They've been, you know, behind a Zoom computer for the last 9 months.
Virtual learning.
So virtual learning, right? It had a shock and a regression on many of our young people. So what we are very good at is help young people see each other, talk to each other. So why we say we use the power of performance is because we do have traditional performance programs mm-hmm. that we do across the country. You know, we did talent shows for young people. We do that in Dallas with some partners with the Park and Rec, Dallas Park and Rec. We did some with St. Phillips. Yeah. We do improv workshop classes with our partners, right? Mm-hmm. And in those improv workshops, that's where we can make magic, right?
Right.
You have a bunch of young people who never met each other, and we'll play a game called Fruit Salad. And in Fruit Salad, you have to meet different people and remember their name. And it's like, yo, Chris is my banana. It's like, yeah. And so when I go around mm-hmm. Dallas, like, I know Chris because we did this activity together, and that one brings community. Mm-hmm. And then we do other improv activities. We have a partnership with Dallas College, and we work with their work study students. So about 250 of them a year. And we do these different workshops in two settings, and we help them have confidence, right? Because mm-hmm. they got the degree now. They got the skill set. Mm-hmm. They got the degree. They're going to graduate with an associate's degree. But some of them are still lacking that confidence. And we're like, what is confidence? You got it. Confidence is trying things over and over,
yep.
failing at some of them, mm-hmm. and realizing that you can grow from failure.
Yes.
So we create safe environments for them to fail in a playful way where they can go, oh, now I get this activity. I can listen more. Mm-hmm. I can communicate myself this way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then it transforms who they are. So.
No, you're saying it right. In the world of sports, Jason Kidd, for example, with the Dallas Mavericks, he said he wanted to make Cooper Flagg uncomfortable. He wanted him to play point guard. He's 6'8". And he said, I want to make him uncomfortable because he's so smart. I want to challenge him to grow, that it's okay to fail because you're going to learn from those failures. And me personally, Antoine, one of my favorite quotes ever, and I live by this, is the journey is the reward. You cannot appreciate the successes that you have without some of the twists and turns and failures along the way so that you appreciate what you're doing?
Yeah, we have a game that we play even in our office. It's called I Made a Mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And how the game goes, so anyone listening, you can practice this with your students or your family, right, is mm-hmm. you're doing something during your day, and I may have sent out the wrong email, or, you know, I forgot to pick up something from my wife,
right,
you know, in
right.
my regular life, right, mm-hmm. and you can stop, because, you know, what happens when you make a mistake, people feel like, oh my God, I can't admit it, I gotta hide it,
right.
So you start to feel bad about it. But in the game, we go, make a mistake, and when you do, celebrate it, right?
Yes, own
it's
it.
Early game.
Own it.
Own it. And how you own it, we say, yell out loud, I made a mistake. And then everyone around them claps. And
yeah.
It's like, oh.
Yeah, it's not the end of the world.
It's not the end of the world. And you start seeing it happening. And then I remember going to someone's job who had played that game, and they was walking me through the building. And it's like, Antoine, I took you to the wrong place. I made a mistake. And I was like, yeah. And, you know, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, we finally got to the right place. It's like, it's okay to make mistakes.
Exactly. Exactly. That's how you grow. That's how you grow.
Own it.
In fact,
right,
in fact, what does old military guys say? I want to know who I got in the foxhole. In other words, if you've been through some things, you can trust somebody. They got your back. Anybody can be great when everything is going great. You want to be able to count on people who've been through some things. And that's called the highs and the lows, you know, the journey. So I love what you're doing.
And here's the great thing, it's not only for young people. So here's another attribute to Dallas Works that I love to tell people. We require
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
That the supervisors come do a training with us as well.
Ah, love it. Yeah.
And we do that, one, not only just because we want them to be better managers of our students, right?
Mm-hmm.
But as you know, Chris, sometimes it's about building that relationship. And you get older, I'm like, man, can I relate to a 16-year-old today? Like,
mm-hmm.
what's the lingo?
What, right.
And then sometimes we let them off the hook when they make mistakes, because they're like, oh man, they made a mistake, but they're an intern. It doesn't matter. But it does matter.
Yeah, it does.
Because the young people tell me this, when they are most appreciate when somebody holds them accountable for their work.
Right.
And so we help supervisors to do that in the internships. We do these trainings with thousands of supervisors across the country. 94% of our supervisors report that they are very, and they're completely satisfied with the performance of the interns and the training that they get. And we help them make mistakes too. So we have supervisors calling us going, okay, I did not give my intern enough work. I made a mistake. It's like, yes.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Now, how do we correct that?
Correct.
Right? Support the intern to grow.
Exactly.
So development for all is what we like to say.
Oh, I love it. And again, I love what, like I said, the All-Stars Project of Dallas, what you guys have been doing, especially with the Dallas Works. And you mentioned some of the collaborators you guys have been using over the years, the visionary collaborators like Big Thought, C5, Youth Foundation of Texas. You mentioned Dallas College, Scholar Shot, UNT Dallas, Conrad Leadership Program, mm-hmm. SMU.
Yep.
I mean,
all of our friends, yes.
All of your friends, because again, like minds, the mission is the same. You want kids who don't exactly have the same opportunities, who may not feel like they have an opportunity, to realize, yes, you do. And there are creative ways that you could contribute and make this community even greater.
Yeah. It's all about, again, and you said the word community.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about community. That's what we're building, is a community of young people who are going to be prepared for tomorrow's workforce. And that's what we want to contribute to, is the ever-growing workforce in Dallas. I mean, people ask me all the time, you know, which one's better, New York or Dallas? And I never compare, because they're both great cities, but Dallas is a hot city right now.
It sure is.
So much growth coming here. So much opportunities. We want our young people to be prepared for that. Chris, I got to shout out some of my other partners that, because you mentioned,
go for it.
You know, CFT, the Community Foundation of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
They introduced us to Educate Texas. That's leading the Southern Dallas Alliance. We're working with them.
Mm-hmm.
We want to build a big tent with Crystal Ray.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this year we partnered with Accenture. They had 30 interns. Some of our funding partners was CFT, again, JP Morgan and Chase, the Addy Family Foundation, Bank of America, Comerica. I just wanted to give them all their props, because they really laid down the seeds that allowed us to reach 1,000+ young people before the summer, and now we're again over 2,000 now. So thank you to all of them.
Yeah, that's a fantastic work. Let's go back again to something you said that's important. The growth in the North Texas area, Dallas-Fort Worth and all of North Texas. There are so many companies moving down here. I just saw, I don't know if you saw this, there's a couple of more databases moving down here. We're talking about these companies that they use AI databases. I mean, so we're talking about people usually, they think about tech as being, oh, that's in Silicon Valley, San Francisco area, or maybe down in Austin.
Here.
It's here. Can you talk about, I'm sure you guys have made some connections on that end as well.
Yeah, no, definitely. So, you know, the Hunt family, Hunt Consolidated,
mm-hmm.
they are doing some work in that area. And again, we had a young person in their energy department over the summer learning about the batteries that they're building,
right.
You know, the type of power that's needed to run these centers and so forth. So there's a lot of that happening as well. You know, it's funny you bring that up, because a lot of people have been talking about AI. It's
mm-hmm.
scary for some people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the consensus that I hear around the country when I'm traveling is, you know, AI is not replacing people, but the people who know how to use and develop AI and work in those areas around AI are going to have the jobs for the future. Mm-hmm. So again, we're bringing all those opportunities. I met a guy who runs an AI company. He's like, yeah, I want to get involved in this. And so I told them to go to our website, which everyone can do. So I told you about the allstars.org website. Mm-hmm. That's one way to get to us. But you can get directly, work directly with Dallas Works, the mayor's, you know, summer employment program through DallasSummerJobs.org. And if you go there, you can see direct ways that you as a partner can lead a workshop, do resume preparation with students, do mock job interviews, host an internship over the summer. Of course, we're 100% privately funded. You can give a donation because even Dallas Works, it's 100% free for our young people.
Yeah, I love the way you put that about how, you know, AI is a tool. You know what I mean? It's yes. not going to replace people, but if you know how to use AI, that's another career opportunity. In a way, it's kind of like maybe 20 years ago when they say, hey, we're looking for computer programmers. Well, guess what? Right. This is the next stage of programming computers, being efficient with artificial intelligence. You just be efficient with it. I talked to some doctors that say they actually use AI to help them not only with the surgeries, because they'll show them exactly how to do this efficiently, but it also helps them with their patients. In other words, you know how, well, I shouldn't even say back in the day, but because it's been kind of recent for some people. You go to the doctor's office and then you got to fill out all these papers right there in the office, in the lobby, right? Until they call your name. Well, with AI and with computers, period, you can do that from home. Like you're on Amazon picking out, you know, the stuff that you want to buy. You can do that on the phone or on your desktop or your laptop and explain how you're feeling, your conditions or whatever. And he said, this one doctor was telling me that he said, in the AI in their office can analyze your systems, your symptoms rather. They can go by, you know, your age, what's ailing you, and it gives the doctor a better idea of how to treat you. As opposed to, well, let's sit around and talk for a long time and guess about this and maybe we'll figure out that. It's like it makes it all more efficient. And then when you do go to the doctor's office, guess what? Mm-hmm. He's ready to roll and says, here's what we think. Let's match it all up. Let's take some tests.
Right.
I mean, it's just like that.
Exactly. And see, the beauty of it, the things that we teach to our young people, right? Mm-hmm. Because again, everyone with the fear of like, oh my gosh, is this going to replace something? We're helping young people with some of those power skills, right?
Right.
We call them different things. Power skills, essential skills, mm-hmm. soft skills, but it's those power skills, right? We call them eight dimensions of development, actually, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is how you are adaptable to your new environment, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we say to your starts, improvisation, right? When something goes left and you know how to course correct and build off of that,
mm-hmm.
right? Having vocational competence is one of our dimensions. And in this case, that's critical thinking skills, right?
Yes.
How you take that information that AI is giving you
mm-hmm.
and not just saying, yes, that's correct, but using it to discern what's happening. As you're saying, the doctor has to use critical thinking skills to come up with a better way to work with their patients. And then, and again, it's a human being who has to work with the patient.
Mm-hmm.
So you need that communication skills, right?
Exactly.
And we teach that in the All Stars as well. So, We got our eight dimensions of development validated by SMU's, the Addy families,
mm-hmm.
Center on Research and Evaluation. They just changed the name, so I'm back. I'm mixing it up.
Oh, yeah, that's okay because it's the 21st century and everybody's updating their names to be relevant, you know?
Exactly. But SMU Core were great partners in helping us build out our eight dimensions. And everything I was telling you, right, is, you know, again, vocational competence, having confidence,
mm-hmm.
learning how to work in groups with interpersonal competence. One of my favorite ones is open worldview,
mm-hmm.
because our young people are meeting people who are not like them every day. And they're
right.
going, oh, I can sit along somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And who has a different view and opinion than I do,
mm-hmm.
but we can still build something and create something together. That's powerful today for our young people to have that open world view. They know how to learn how to be appreciative and to be giving as well. I said it before, personal responsibility. That's why we have our supervisors to hold them accountable to their work. These are all dimensions that are like, no matter with AI or not, you're going to have those skills to be successful in your life.
Exactly.
Period.
And what I love is you're providing them opportunities that they may not have. And the thing that they don't realize until they talk with you, or at least they may have inner courage, but they don't know how to act upon it. What I love is kids are so creative these days anyway, especially doing things that you and I never thought about. It didn't exist, but we didn't know. There was no such thing as a content creator back then, right? Nobody knew what a streamer was. The kids these days, they know all about streaming. They know all about building music beds underneath videos on Instagram. They know how to do all those things, and they don't realize, guess what? That's a skill set. That's a job.
Right.
You can harness that and turn that into a real job, and not necessarily something where you're doing on your own. You can be hired at a PR firm to do that. You could be hired.
Yes.
You could use your creativity, just like you said, on these shows. It's just a matter of putting it into the right place at the right time. It's not just, oh, this is what I do as a hobby. Guess what? That hobby is a skill set that you can apply in this day and age if you knew the right people through networking.
Correct. One of my good friends in the New York area, we grew up together. I saw him recently on a competition dance show. He won with his team. It was amazing.
Wow.
And I reached out to him and I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm a choreographer, right? He was a dancer back in the days when I was young, as you know, way back in our day.
Right.
In New York.
Right.
And he sent me a reel of his work, and he's choreographed for award shows, for basketball teams. He's traveled around the world, you know, because he knows how to lead people as well, which is another skill he learned from our programs. It's like, I can lead people. We had a young lady, you know, not in the creative space, but after her internship, right? And this story is interesting. Why? Here's why. Because a lot of our young people in the internships, they have like the real corporate type, like sort of setting jobs, right?
Right.
The role they had for her was in the barista area, like the coffee bar area.
Right, the coffee bar.
Of the company, right? And I remember hearing her say, like, why did I get that? Like, she didn't feel like it was important, right? Like, why did I get that job? I wanted to, you know, the desk job, right? That job. Well, she then decided to take on that internship and give it her all. She was noticed by senior leadership and was given a job right after school. And she was there for 4 years in that company. I'm going to say the company, the Hunt Consolidated.
Look out.
They gave her a job right
Look
away.
Out. Because they could see how she handled that particular role, and she did it so well. They said, you know what, she's going places.
Right. And so here's where she went. So I just got informed by my team that another All-Stars alumni works at Bank of America, and she kept her network going. And now she had posted on LinkedIn, she started a new position in finance at Bank of America.
That's fantastic. Again, it just shows that the concept works, is what I'm trying to say. The concept works.
Exactly.
And with that being said, Antoine, tell everybody again about the big gala, the big event, and how people can find out more about it, because this is you. If you can make it, if you want to partner with All-Star Projects Dallas, Dallas Works, this is an event you don't want to miss.
That's right. So again, November 3rd at the Statler from 6:30 to 8:30. Again, some amazing leaders we're recognizing: Sint Marshall, Christine Allison, Jennifer Chandler, wonderful partners. We're going to put a special spotlight on our friends and partners of Dallas Works as well. So please come out. Again, you can find more information on our website, allstars.org. And again, on the events page, you will see the fall benefit, a new stage there. So you can join us that way, buy a ticket or sponsor our young people for the next generation of leaders. And again, if you want to get involved in Dallas Works directly and partner with us and help us create that big tent, please go to DallasSummerJobs.org.
Antoine Joyce Roach, again, a pleasure having you on. We must do this again soon.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
And joining us right now.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Is the legendary father of aerobics, Dr. Kenneth Cooper, a world-renowned preventative medicine physician. Dr. Cooper founded the Cooper Aerobic Center in Dallas, Texas, back in 1970. Dr. Cooper has now written his 20th book about the fitness revolution. And Dr. Cooper, let me say right off the bat, you are one of my heroes. Thanks for being on the show.
My pleasure, Chris. Looking forward to this.
Let me tell you something. I have admired you from afar for I don't know how long. All I got to say is I'm in shape because of you. And over the last 5 or 6 years, it's all about, with me, longevity, taking care of your health, your diet, and what you eat, what you drink, and what you do. And this book you've written right now, this is your 20th book?
My 20th book, hard to believe.
I don't understand where you find the time to write books, but I appreciate you writing all of them. And this latest one is called Grow Healthier as You Grow Older. So is this kind of like a timeline of when you first said, you know what, people need to take care of themselves?
It's an autobiography. It goes back to the early days, the difficulty we had reaching the state we are in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Gives people individual recommendations, what they need to do, because there's three parts of the book. The first part is your health. Your longevity is what you do for yourself, because no drug can replicate the benefits of an active lifestyle. It's not the government. It's not the insurance company. It's not even your physician that can give you instructions how to prolong your life, improve the quality of life, because it isn't taught in medical school. But the first thing is to impress the people, it's your life. your longevity, that you determine what you do. The second portion of the book is try to reinvent the sub-practice or the sub-specialty of preventive medicine.
Mm-hmm.
I was in medical school back in the 50s. Yes, I'm 94 years of age. I've been practicing medicine for some 70 years. But back in medical school, we were taught that preventive medicine was the Cinderella of the medical specialty because there's no profit in health. The profits in disease.
Mm-hmm.
One reason physicians do not embrace the concept as I have for the last 54 years is I don't know anything about it. I don't have the time and I can't be paid for it. But we've turned all that around. Now with the waiting list of several months for people to come to our clinic, 150,000 patients in our database, 2.2 million personals of follow-up on those patients, and over 700 articles in peer-reviewed journals, we have bridged the gap between fadism and scientific legitimacy, you exercise and practice some medicine. And one thing we want to concentrate on is just what you're trying to do. Do you want to feel better? Are you feeling good now? Are you feeling as good as you possibly can be? If you look at the inside of my new book, those are the questions we ask. Are you satisfied with your current state of health? Do you want to feel better, less depressed, and have more energy and a better self-image? Do you want to live 10 years longer than the national average? If you do, it's up to you, and it's in the book. Oh. I do that by getting people Cooperized.
Mm-hmm.
The 8 steps we've recommended are things you can implement yourself. The only thing that requires attention is the last one, and that's the medical examination. I'd like to go over those because that's a very important part of this whole interview.
Yeah, please do.
This is you need to get your weight under control. We have 68% of Americans now that are overweight or obese, according to the Body Mass Index. Now, the body mass index is controversial. It's been talked about even the last few days because the body mass index considers the body as a cylinder. It's not. Most people have a pot belly, and that pot belly is where the visceral fat is located. You need to get rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to the internet and type in your height and your weight and get the body mass index. And 18 to 25 is normal. 25 to 30 is overweight. 30 to 35 is obese. Above 35 is morbidly obese. But you're missing a very important thing, and that is the circumference of your waist. That's the worst thing. So I tell my patients now, go to the internet, get your body mass index, but then take your height in inches and divide it by 2, and that should be the maximum circumference of your waist in a standing position. If you're 6 foot in height, that's 72 inches. So the maximum your waist circumference should be is 36 inches. That's number one on the list. Number two is your diet. Very important. I try to simplify it. 5 is fine, not as a vine. Number of servings of fruits and vegetables should be consuming on a daily basis. Average American adult, about 5.1. Average having teenager, 1.6. But I at least average 5 to 8 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. But along with, I take my vitamins. I know this has been controversial over the years. But one thing there's no controversy about, and that's the importance of vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
But vitamin D has the potential of correcting and preventing us from coming down from some of these severe coronaviruses, such as COVID-19. We had a study of our patients. We found if you got that blood level of vitamin D up to 40, you could see a decrease in hospitalizations, decrease in death. Now, the higher the better. My blood level is between 65 and 70 because I take 7,000 units of vitamin D a day. The toxic level is 150, but I've had 2 episodes of Omicron, and neither one, I have any problems, just a headache, quarantine mm-hmm. myself for 5 days. So the vitamin supplementation is very important. And next on that list is how much exercise you should get. Now, that's the key to the whole program here, because you don't have to run marathons or half marathons
right.
or even run. All you need to avoid is inactivity.
Mm-hmm.
At WHO, we have over 500 million people worldwide who are totally sedentary at a cost of some $74 billion a year from diseases related to inactivity. So in order to correct inactivity, our recommendation is get 30 minutes a day, collective or sustained, most days a week. That gives you 150 minutes of activity per week, aerobic activity per week, and that has been shown to have tremendous benefits. We did a study that was published in 1989 in the Journal of the American Medical Association entitled Physical Fitness and All-Cause Mortality. It's been the most successful article we've ever published, been referenced at least 10,000 times by other authors, because we found in evaluating fitness, classifying them from very poor, poor, fair, good, excellent, superior, based upon their treadmill time. An objective measure. If they can move up just one block on that fitness scale, they can see a 6-year increase in longevity and a 58% reduction in decimal causes. If they went all the way to the end, to the actual category of fitness, there was only a 9-year increase in longevity and 65% reduction in decimal causes. So your best investment there is going from very poor to poor. And if you get 30 minutes collective or sustained, as I'm recommending, but more days a week, 150 minutes a week, I can guarantee you, you'll go from one up to at least two or three on those fitness levels. It's so easy to achieve that, but what it takes is discipline. People ask me over the years, I'm now 94 years of age, in my 95th year, my wife fits me to say that I'm not my 94th year anymore.
Yeah, get it right.
But I do practice what I preach, and I do work out myself. Even though I ran for 40 years and 38,000 miles, including the Boston Marathon twice in 1962 when I was at Harvard School of Public Health. And once in a while, I placed 101st the Boston Marathon back in 1962. The rest of the story, only 150 ran it back in those days. Mm-hmm. Now they have 15,000 to run it.
Mm-hmm.
But I ran for 40 years, 38,000 miles until 21 years ago, I fell and broke my leg snow skiing. Tibial plateau fracture. And so that doesn't respond to a total knee replacement. Mm-hmm. I've been going through some muscle activation technique, which has helped me build the strength of my quadricep muscle and control my balance. But so you're not supposed to do that at 94 years of age. But you don't stop exercising.
Right.
That's the important thing.
Right.
You transition. Now, I transition to recumbent cycling. So my routine day here in my advanced stage is start the day with a period of about 30 minutes of prayer and Bible study, very strong in my beliefs. And I end the day with my 30 minutes of recumbent cycling with a heart rate of about 120 and then about 8 to 10 minutes of weight training. And then I go home and walk the dogs. I have two dogs that insist that we walk. I've always told my audiences that you should walk your dog whether you have one or not. But that's a very important of the 8 recommendations that we have for getting cooperized. On down the list, we have you can't use tobacco in any form. Nothing can be good about tobacco, even vaping. And next on that list, you must control alcohol. That's a recommendation we've had for years. The recent recommendations or the past recommendations have been a woman can have a drink a day, canned beer, a glass of wine, or 1.5-ounce cocktail. Each one of those is the drink. You can have one a day or 7 a week. Men can have 2 a day or 14 per week. But a major study just a couple of years ago came from Great Britain, large study, said if men drink 14 drinks a week, they reduce their life expectancy by 1 to 1.5 years. You want to do that? That's one thing. But the second thing is important. There's now been a recent study showing that there are 7 different cancers related to alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
They start with cancer of the mouth, cancer of the larynx, cancer of the esophagus, cancer in the intestine. And then there are 30,000 women be dying this year from cancer of the breast because of the use of alcohol.
Wow.
So drink it all. I don't smoke. I don't plan on changing. But next on the list is controlling stress. Now, one of my major books of the 20 I've written is Can Stress Heal? Because stress can be a valuable. Hans Selye once said that stress is the spice of life. Would life be like there's no runs, no hits, and no errors? If you can control stress, you can make it successful. So I control the stress I have by still 40 hours a week in my advanced stage by exercising, because I exercise aerobically before I go home. It controls the stress in my life, and I sleep without difficulty at all, without any medications whatsoever. So you want to get at least 7 hours of sleep along with your stress control. And the final thing is get that examination, because examinations we do here at the clinic are unparalleled. In fact, we've been classified as having the number 2 most outstanding preventive medical examination in America, only behind the Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland, Ohio. But it takes them 2 days, what we do in 1 day. People come through here at 7 o'clock in the morning, they're through by 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And that's why corporate America is using us. 45% of our patients are corporate America, because they come here the night before, they can sit in our beautiful hotel, come the next morning, and leave the next afternoon, go back home. That's the benefit. Number 2, we're number 2 on the list. Number 3 is Duke. Number 4 is Johns Hopkins. Number 5 is the Mayo Clinic. So we've obtained that reputation of having one of the outstanding preventive medical examinations in the country. But if people can't have that, but what you want as the least You want to get your height and your weight, body mass index, and now you can go to the body roundness index.
Mm-hmm.
Get that at the internet too, BRI. But that measures all the waist circumference and your body weight and tells you where that fat is located. We use the DEXA technology to determine exactly how much of your body is fat and how much is weight, which is very beneficial when our people are using GLP-1s to lose weight, but they don't realize they're losing muscle mass along with that. So they must be. We have a special program in our nutrition division here. If you're on GLP-1, you can call our clinic and you can have our dietitians work with you to try to help you implement that program with some weight training to prevent that muscle mass from being lost with the GLP-1, because you gain that weight back. A lot of people gain back. You don't gain back muscle mass. That's very important.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to get your height and your weight. That's number one. And you want to get your blood pressure. Your blood pressure, you can check with physicians. Mm-hmm. Maybe it should be less than 140 over 90, but ideal is 120 over 80. But next to that list, you need to get checked for diabetes. That's a major, major problem we have in America today that's related to so many different problems, everything from eye disease to kidney problems. It is something a lot of Americans are suffering, get type 2 diabetes, and that's because of their activity. It's right. Usually a result of obesity and activity, because it can be reversed that if you get the people to lose weight and gain shape. Otherwise, they can die from the complications of diabetes. That's important. But the final thing I recommend, and getting your blood studies, get a CBC, get a urinalysis, and then get your lipid, you get your cholesterol and your blood lipid profile, but get a C-reactive protein. Now that measures inflammation. I've got a major source in my book talking about chronic inflammation,
mm-hmm.
which some people have and don't know about it. Why is that so important? A study published not long ago said you could have a brain full of amyloid plaque and tau protein associated with Alzheimer's and dementia, but never comes down with the problem, because you must have a spark to light the fire that activates that tau protein and the amyloid plaque, and that is chronic inflammation. That has been ignored by the medical profession. We need to concentrate on that, but they want to be listening, people listening to this, be sure and ask your physician for a C-reactive protein along with the other laboratory studies. Those eight recommendations will wait for being cooperized. And my goal with this book, Grow Healthy As You Grow Older, is to cooperize the world. And we're getting great response. I think this will be a bestseller before too long, because people are fed up with the way they feel, the way they look. They want to improve the quality of life. And when I ask people, when I speak very commonly, I ask them, what makes you exercise? Why do you exercise and continue to it year after year? And because I ask you, it makes you what? Makes you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
90% of people say, that's the reason I exercise. And so if you think you felt good, feel good now, just go back, get yourself in shape, and you'll regret that you haven't been exercising the last 20 years. You're going to feel so much better. And that's why I'm feeling good. I'm enjoying life and squaring off the curve. And what we've been able to prove that happens at this clinic, we have a chart that shows we followed people that had come to our clinic for at least 20 times for examinations over a 45-year period from 1970 to 2015. And we got their death certificates and found that our women were averaging 90.4 years, men averaging 86.5 years. But they were condensing the time of senility and senescence into a short period of immediately prior to death. We call that squaring off the curve, living a long life to the fullest and dying suddenly. If I die tomorrow, I've had a wonderful life. I'll say, praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I could have had a better life. But that's an average of 88.6 years for our patients. The national average in this country for women is 81 years and men 76 years. That's 78 years. Our people are living 10 years longer than the national average and enjoying life to the fullest. Isn't that what you want out of life?
Yes.
You can do it. It just takes discipline. People ask me over the years, what is your key to success, physically, professionally, whatever it may be? I thought about that for a long time. And I looked at the Bible. It says in Proverbs 13:18, shame and poverty come to those who are not disciplined. And speaking of the Bible, I have a favorite Bible verse I use in my presentation too that challenges. It's Isaiah 40:31. It says, those that wait upon the Lord will regain their strength. They will mount wings and soar like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They'll walk and not faint. Isn't that what you want?
Yes, I mean, everything you're saying, I got a big grin on my face, Dr. Cooper. We're talking to Dr. Kenneth Cooper. He is the legendary father of aerobics, and I love the 8 healthy steps to getting Cooperized, because I'm actually doing those same things. I'm sitting here grinning because I'm checking off the boxes as you're speaking, and I'm like, this is exactly what I'm doing. I'm doing all the things you're talking about, and I know not everyone's able to do this, and some of my core beliefs, including the greatest strength is discipline. That's one of my core beliefs. Another one of my core beliefs is the journey is the reward. And you're talking about fitness is a journey. It's not a destination. You got to continue it for the rest of your life. That's exactly the way I live my life. And one of my biggest, I guess the biggest influence is my grandmother, who lived to be 102 years old, and she didn't need glasses and she didn't need a hearing aid. And we'd talk and she was in pretty good shape and she cooked her own food and did all those things. And I said, I'm just going to be just like Granny. I'm going to be just like Granny. Well, Dr. Cooper, I'm sitting here all admiring you and impressed. There's different chunks I want to ask you about. And one of them, you know, on the different 8 healthy steps, you mentioned vitamins. And I, just like you mentioned, vitamin D, I take vitamin D, I take B12, but I also take a couple other ones like magnesium. Can you talk about the importance of magnesium or some of the other vitamin supplements to go along with the healthy foods that you eat?
If you get a basic vitamin like our Cooper Complete Basic one, you get what you need in the way of vitamin C and magnesium and things of this type, things that you mentioned. Those are all important too.
Mm-hmm.
That's why my routine is just to take the 5,000 units of vitamin D separately that we have, but I take the basic one that has all these other things. You need B12.
Yep.
You get severe B12 additions, B12 deficiency, and get a severe anemia. We know that. You have to check the blood level for iron, for example. Mm-hmm. You need to have iron. You may, women, particularly who are still in menstruating, they need to be taking a vitamin with iron.
Mm-hmm.
Men don't usually need that unless they have some type of iron deficiency. But I've had a very slight iron deficiency for some reason, so I take a vitamin that contains iron, a multiple level. And I stay within the toxic levels of all these things, so I'm
right.
Not worried about having some adverse effect from taking these vitamins. But I know this vitamin has been very critical. I know when I was in medical school, we were taught that vitamins are the makes the pharmacist more expensive with the water and the water can get in your urine when you urinate.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very costly too, because most of them go out the same way they come in, is my point.
Oh, yeah.
So our vitamins that we published in the literature, our vitamins are guaranteed to be dissolved, guaranteed to increase the levels of things that we're recommending, vitamin C, vitamin D, all these various things, and we have the data to back it up. But the big thing that we have that's far ahead, but trying to make America healthy again, that they're trying from a government level to do this. And we think we have the rules that nobody else has, because we have these years of research in which we based upon
these
700 plus articles, which has bridged that gap, as I mentioned before, between fadism and scientific legitimacy. Our work is based upon scientific fact.
Mm-hmm.
Every change I've made in my publishing, my 20 books, and people, why do you change your recommendation in the book? What I recommend aerobics in 1968, then more was better. Then I found out later, if you run more than 15 miles a week, you get an increase in musculoskeletal problems.
Mm-hmm.
So we kept cutting it down and adjusting, making recommendations. In the initial book, I said, you need exercise. Don't worry about anything else. And so you get those 30 aerobic points per week, and we have 40 different exercises that qualify as aerobic. The top 5 are cross-country skiing. Kind of hard to do that in Dallas. But you can use a ski mask. You can ski assimilating when they have that available. Number 2 on that list is swimming, because you get more muscles involved, you get more cardiovascular benefit. Next on that list is jogging or running. Next on that list is cycling. Next on that list is walking. So anyone listening to us can do one of those 5 things, just according to your age and your sex. But you want to get your vitamin. I thought that initially that's all you need. Distraught widows started calling me and saying, well, my husband followed your recommendation exactly. He got his 30, 40, 50 points a week, but he didn't give up his smoking. He didn't worry about his weight or his diet. He died of a heart attack. I said, you can't really, there's nothing totally protective against heart disease. But we even have people that are highly conditioned at times can die of a heart attack or die of some genetic condition that they have, some abnormal condition they have in their body. But if you want to look at the odds, your chance of even having a high coronary calcification score, which we're using now to predict coronary disease in the future. One of our major studies was classified in the top 10 last year in the American Journal of Cardiology, the most important articles published, saying you can have a high coronary calcification score of the heart, which increases the risk of coronary disease. But if your condition doesn't make any effect at all,
yeah,
it can compensate for that. So look at the facts before you decide what you want to do, what you don't want to do. But can you afford not to exercise? If you want to continue to be diseased and not enjoy the quality of life, then just stop and accept that I don't have time. And I have the acronym, why people don't want to exercise. It's TEMMPF. I don't have the time. I don't have I don't have the money. I don't have the motivation. I don't have the place. That's not fun. Physicians tell me, as I said, I don't want to think about it. I can't practice preventive medicine. I've never saw anything about it. Don't have the time. As I mentioned before, I can't be paid for it. I'm trying to get the insurance company to benefit from that. If you can keep these people living longer, paying their premiums, it's going to be in your pocket all the way. So why don't you listen to why preventive medicine? We had an excellent presentation this last week. There's one of our CME programs here at the Cooper Clinic from a cardiologist here in town. And for the first time, I heard him speaking about the importance of preventing heart disease, because we have a major study in the book that's called the Medicare study.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is, we followed 18,000 patients who came to the clinic at an average age of 50 and fought for 25 years and got their Medicare data from 65 to 75 years of age. And the only thing we looked at was their time on the treadmill. Very poor, fair, good, excellent period. We compare the top category of fitness with the bottom category of fitness. We have 21% women all over 50 years of age that come to the clinic. And we found those in the top category of fitness versus the bottom category of fitness, they had 36% less Alzheimer's dementia than the bottom category.
Wow.
They had 40% reduction in chronic kidney disease requiring dialysis in the bottom category. They had 25% reduction in all types of cancer, 25% reduction in congestive heart failure, which is going up, and they had a 40% reduction in the cost of healthcare from 65 to 75 years of age. Now, what do you want? Can you prevent Alzheimer's dementia? I say it's cheaper and more effective to prevent disease than to find a cure. We've proven that. We can prevent Alzheimer's dementia. Do you want to have a reduction in the cost of healthcare? We've proven that. I've given those statistics both to Senator John Cornyn and Senator Ted Cruz, and both were in my office. And they said, we need to get this back to Washington. I said, good luck. I've been trying that for 40 years.
Well, I will say this, Dr. Cooper. You are an amazing man. Again, the father of aerobics. No one knew the term aerobics. You coined the phrase back in the 1960s, and now look at the revolution that has taken place. You just written your 20th book, Grow Healthier as You Grow Older. You are so knowledgeable, and I can't thank you enough for joining us.
Thank you, Chris. It's a real pleasure. So I hope the people listening to us pay attention to what they're and implement these things in their life and enjoy as long and healthy a life as I'm living at 94 years of age.
That's right. And thank you all for joining us on Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm Chris Arnold. So long, everybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.